What do you do when you really like them, but they don't love Christ? Hi, I'm Emily, and this is Unlocked, your daily key to opening your heart to God. Today, our devotion is about dating. And not just dating, but what to do when the person we want to date hasn't made Christ the Lord of their life. Whether the rule in your family allows you to date in high school or not, it's still important to think about this topic. Our story is called Unequally Yoked, and it was written by Christiana Cudworth. He's cute, he's sweet, and he's oh so nice, but he's not a Christian. She goes to church and is so much fun, but Christ's not particularly important to her. Is it okay to date them? Being attracted to someone who doesn't love Christ can be a really tough situation. Trust me, I've been there. What can you do? First off, dating them is a bad idea. I'm really sorry. If Christ is the center of your life and identity, you can't have a partner who doesn't think Christ is important. Even if they're happy to live your Christian life right now, they don't share your ultimate goal to serve in Jesus' kingdom. It doesn't matter how nice or good they might be. Entering a romantic relationship with someone who doesn't know Jesus is a path of heartache, sin, and regret. So, you say no. Sound hard? It is. It's the most heartbreaking thing I've ever done. But if I survived it, so can you. Because Christ is sufficient for us. 2 Corinthians 12:9 tells us that. But wait, you're thinking, what if they become a Christian? Then can I date them? If they really are sincere about following Christ and wouldn't give up on him, even if you weren't in their life, then yes. They're God's child and you're on equal footing. Good news, there are lots of real-life examples of this happening. Bad news, there are also a lot of real-life examples of someone converting, but only doing it for the other person and never really loving Christ. That's an even worse situation, so be careful. If they say they know Jesus, take your time before starting to date them. Find out why they believe and get lots of counsel from godly Christian adults in your life. Still in doubt? Remember that if Christ has a future spouse for you, it'll be someone who really loves him. Trust him for your future. So let's talk about this. Have you ever been attracted to someone who didn't love Christ? What did you do? Can you think of someone in the Bible who married someone who didn't love God? What happened? A good example of this is in 1 Kings 11, 4-6. The Bible is very clear about the damage being in a relationship with an unbeliever can cause. 2 Corinthians 6:14 says, "Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness, and what communion has light with darkness?" Maybe today's devotion really speaks to you because you're attracted to someone who doesn't share your faith in Christ. Talk to Jesus about it. He knows it hurts and he's with you through it all. Unlocked is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries.